Hi, everybody. It is time for Sharei Oraz, Tshuva of the Week. And we're going to talk about exactly when do we say Zecher L'Mikdash Kehillel. When do we say Zecher L'Mikdash Kehillel? So, wanted to focus on the Gemara in Psachim. That's very, 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 very well known. And that's the basis for our having Korech, about having the Matzah and the Maror together in a sandwich. So, the Gemara here presents two opinions on how we fulfill the mitzvah of Amatzot Umorim Yocheluhu when we eat the Korban Pesach. Do we have the Korban Pesach together with Matzah and Maror all together, or do you have them separately? So Rabbanan believe that you have them all together, say you have them separately, and Hillel was Korcham Bevat Achat, has them all together at once. So you have two opinions here. The Gemara concludes, Hilchata lo ki Hillel v'lo ki Rabbanan. The Halakha does not follow either Hillel or the Rabbanan. So therefore, we fulfill both. What do? As we often do. As Gemara says, first you make the bracha l'chilat matzah, and you eat the matzah. Then you make the bracha l'chilat maror. Then you have the matzah with the maror together in order to fulfill Hillel, zecher l'mikdash ki Hillel. Now, since we want to fulfill both, according to the opinion of the Rabbanan and the opinion of Hillel, says the Shulchan Aruch, a very important halakha that we should remember, no talking from the time that we make the bracha of al-achilat matzah and until we finish eating the korech, because we don't want there to be a hefsek. So just the same thing as we do, as we announce before the tikiat shofar, no talking from the bracha shofar to the end of the last tikiat. So too, no talking from the time that we start the bracha to the time that we finish the eating of the korah, because we want to fulfill the opinion of Hillel as well. So then we have a problem over here, because Shulchan Aruch says ve'omer zech l'mikdash ki Hillel. We say the words before we start eating the korah. We say zech l'mikdash ki Hillel. So asks the biur halakha. That's the Chavetz Chaim. He asks the biur halakha. He says, I don't understand. Kashel omi razo have a hefsek. That's a hefsek. They're just saying zech l'mikdash ki Hillel itself is a hefsek. How in the world between that bracha that we said at the beginning and eating the korech? So it would be much better to say it afterwards. And in fact, Rav Soloveitchik in practice actually did say it afterwards. What's going on over here? The Biur Halakha also was quite inclined to say that it's a ta'ut sofer, it's a mistake in the Maran, and it should just say you take the maror. You wrap it with, you take the matzah, wrap it with maror, eat it with the maror, put it in the charoset, take the charoset off a little bit, and then you do a zecher l'mikdash. And the Biur Halakha takes out the word v'omer, it shouldn't even say it. So quite an interesting idea, and he tries to support his idea by saying, look, you don't find any of the poskim say that you should actually say the word zecher l'mikdash ki Hillel before you eat the korech. So argues the Biur Halakha. However, in Yechavadat, Rav Avad Yosef Chelek Alev, Rav Avad Yosef takes strong issue with this, and he says, no, the minhag is to say zecher l'mikdash ki Hillel before beginning eating the korech. And he said, it's not a hefsek. The Gemara in Brachot says, it's not a hefsek. When you're making hamotzi after you didn't tell out your dime, it's not a hefsek to say gevir l'turei. Go get feed the animals. You can't eat before you fed the animals. You can say bring melach, bring salt. That's totally okay. Why? Because you want to have salt on the challah, right? So you have you can add in things. It's not a hefsek if it's relevant. So zecher l'mikdash ki Hillel is actually relevant, and since it's relevant, it's not considered to be a hefsek. And Rav Avadia points out a whole number of sources that also say Omer Zecher LeMikdash. In other words, not just Maran who says the Omer. So it's not the wrong text. He says, God forbid, Rav Adya. It's not the wrong text. And he saw an early text of the Shulchan Aruch. It says the Omer. Some want to claim the Maran didn't say it. It's just a Ramah. It's a mistake to print as a Ramah. No, he said he has an early edition of just the Shulchan Aruch without the Ramah. And it says Omer, and many other poskim also Rav Adya points out, lesser known poskim, but they do also say Omer. So he's not the only one. And he says, in general, concludes by saying, you follow the minhag, follow the minhagim. Of course, the Rishon Masechet Maaser Sheni that says, call halakha shirofefa biyadech, any halakha for which you are not sure, what you should do is you should follow the whatever is mukubal. Do whatever is mukubal. See what the people are doing and follow it. And since the minhag is to say zecher l'mikdash before you eat the korech, it is totally permissible to say, and we should say the zecher l'mikdash kilel before eating the korech, and it's not considered to be a hefsek. So just in sum, summary is like this. Make sure after you make the bracha of alecha amatzah, no talking until you finished the eating of the korech, till you finish the kezayit of the korech. Number one. Number two is that you say the zecher l'mikdash before I start having the korech, the matzah and the maror together, and it's not considered to be hefsek. So rules are Rav Adya, and that's the minhag. And I wish everybody a great week with bracha and a chag sameach, and it should be a shat bracha for all of Am Yisrael.